This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be in court again about 2 months from now to learn his sentence for killing George Floyd. The AP's Julie Walker.
After the guilty verdict was read, Chauvin's bail was revoked. He was led out of court in handcuffs, his lawyer, Eric Nelson, following without commenting. Sentencing will be in 2 months. The most serious charge carries up to 40 years in prison. It's up to Judge Peter Cahill to decide. On Monday, Nelson asked for a mistrial, citing remarks made by Representative Maxine Waters about the outcome of the trial. It was denied, but Cahill said that could be grounds for an appeal. However, legal experts say it's unlikely.
President Biden says George Floyd's death was murder in the full light of day.
President Biden and Vice President Harris say they're relieved after Derek Chauvin's conviction in George Floyd's killing, but America must keep fighting systemic racism.
We can't stop here.
The president says the verdict could mark a moment of significant change.
This can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
The nation's first black vice president says it's just one step.
A measure of justice isn't the same as equal justice.
Both want Congress to approve a policing bill named for Floyd.
We still must reform the system.
Beyond that, the president said Americans can do their own part to fight hatred.
It's the work we do every day to change hearts and minds as well as laws and policies.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At the intersection where Derek Chauvin pinned down George Floyd, a crowd chanted last night, "One down, three to go," a reference to the three other fired Minneapolis officers facing trial in August on charges of aiding and abetting murder in George Floyd's death. This is AP News. Some religious leaders are calling for a boycott of Home Depot stores. The AP's Jackie Quinn with the latest on this story.
The bishop, who oversees more than 500 African Methodist Episcopal churches in Georgia, says Home Depot isn't doing enough to oppose the state's new voting laws. Bishop Reginald Jackson met with Georgia-based executives last week, but calls Home Depot silent and indifferent. While Jackson and other critics say the new laws restrict voting, especially for minorities, Governor Brian Kemp is challenging that claim.
This bill adds voting hours for 134 of 159 counties by bringing parity to when polling locations have to be open.
Church leaders vow to continue targeting businesses until they pressure the state government. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.